So I never really thought I'd be cheering on the day that jobless claims increased. So that is our topic for today. So my name is Dan Frio. What I try to do on my channel every day is inform and educate you guys everything in real estate. We focus in on the mortgage piece of things because I'm a mortgage advisor. If you like what you see, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video for you to reach out for to us. If you're looking to maybe get pre-approved, pre-qualified, you look into a home equity loan, reverse mortgages, or debt consolidation, whatever you're looking for when it comes to residential mortgages, we would love to help. So in today's headline news, we have jobless claims that came out. The reason why we're showing this is it's the only news out for today, guys. If you go through the economic calendar for today, initial jobless claims is the only information out. So here's what happened. More people lost their job. So Wall Street is actually cheering this. Why? The Federal Reserve is doing everything they can to draw back the inflation. Okay, so their goal is to increase the amount of people that lose their jobs, because what their hope is less money in circulation is going to drive down inflation and start to drive down prices. Okay, so here's the backdrop of this information. So let's get over to the US debt. Okay, so this is a debt clock that you can see. You can go through it. It's usdebtclock.org. You can see here's the national debt, and it's increasing by hundreds and thousands of dollars by the second. But if you look down through here, this is actually going to show us how much money is currently in circulation. And that chart is right in here. Okay, the US M2 money supply. What the M2 money supply is how much money you and I, consumers, have in checking, savings, and short-term like money market accounts and so forth. So you see this number, how much it is? 20 trillion, I think it is, or more than that. Where was it just 10 years ago? 4. So we're up 5 times. There's 5 times the amount of money in circulation today than there was in 2020. That's inflation. Okay. So what the Federal Reserve is trying to do is say, guys, we need to pull out this money. So more and more people unemployed is going to have more and more or less money in circulation. Thus, it's going to start driving down the prices. That's in a nutshell. I can go through all the economic data and all the everything in the background, but that's all you need to concern yourself with. So that's why Wall Street right now is cheering jobless claims increased, because it's right in line with what the Federal Reserve wants. So this number is actually coming out a week, about a week prior to the Federal Reserve meeting. The Federal Reserve is going to meet next week. So we were looking for this number prior to their meeting to see, okay, if this number came in really bad, meaning if there was no people unemployed, the Federal Reserve would come in and say, okay, we're raising rates because we really need to curtail this market. Well, this number is going to help support the thing that, hey, Fed, please take your foot off the gas just for at least 1 or 2 cycles. Let's monitor some of this lagging data that you monitor to see when it actually starts to come in for the current numbers. You're going to see numbers in especially the CPI starting to plummet. Maybe not this next reading, but going forward, you're going to see a lot of inflation numbers being sucked out of the systems right now. So how is this affecting the futures market when it comes to the Federal Reserve? So what we monitor, we're trying to figure out what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting. So what we do is we go over to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. It is right here. And we look at this chart. We go down through here, and I'll put this link down below in the description. We go over here, and this chart is actually telling us what is the likelihood that the Federal Reserve will change the federal target rate at the next meeting. So right now, the federal funds rate is 5.25%. So if you go down through here, you're going to see that we are in this range right here, this column right through here. Okay. So the probabilities now are about 70% that the Federal Reserve is not going to do anything. They're not going to raise rates next week. Okay. And it's actually, the numbers are starting to come down also because they were kicking the can to July. The expectations here were over 50% recently that they were going to increase rates in July. And the same thing with the following meeting. But now there's less than a 50% chance that they're going to raise rates all the way through until the expectations are they're going to pivot in Q4, as you can see through here. So let me explain this to you. This is telling us where the federal funds rate is, the expectations of them moving up or down right through here, and then the date of the Federal Reserve meetings is right through here. So they're going to meet on June 14th, and they're expected to keep rates right where they are. They're going to meet on July 26th, and the same thing. The probability is they're going to keep rates right in this same area as well. And you can see down through here the probabilities behind that. So that's what we're seeing. That's basically the only thing in the market today. So let's go over to this. I didn't prep for this, so bear with me. I hope I can get in this. Let's see what the markets are doing. So we go over to, let's just go to the CNBC decal. We're going to see stock market is up 66. Not bad. I'll take it. It beats red. S&P is up 6. NASDAQ is up 44. And the Russell 2000 is down 16. So nothing really there. So the markets are actually, I love when they're just stagnant. It actually makes our lives so much easier. So let's go over where mortgage rates are. We go to the Mortgage News Daily and we pop up where mortgage rates are. Here's where they are. So if you want to find out what mortgage rates are, at least get an idea. Well, first thing, call us because we can give you an actual exactly what your mortgage rate would be. But if you're just trying to kick the can saying, okay, what in general, where are they? Well, these are the top six programs people use when they're buying or refinancing a home. So these mortgage rates are published by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. They publish it and update it throughout the day. What they do is they constantly survey mortgage lenders all over the country and say this. If you had a borrower that was in this scenario, remember this scenario though, guys, a 740 credit score, putting 20% down, buying their first house, and it's their primary home and a single family home, all five of those factors. If those are your factors, that's probably going to be pretty close to where your rate is. Okay. But if your credit score is a little bit higher, doesn't really matter. You might even get a worse rate than that based on the new Biden administration's rate caps. But that is where rates are today. So, and again, if you see there and you're like, hey, Dan, you guys locked me in, but the rate's higher. Well, were you putting 20% down? Probably not. Did you have a 740 credit score? Maybe not. So you didn't have all those factors involved. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, I would really like to kick the tires on, can I actually qualify for a home? Well, I'd love to be able to talk with you. How you do that and how you find out more about me and my services is just check out the rateupdate.com. Here's us. Gives you a ton of information. If you want to reach out to us, call us at 844-775-5626. We would love to talk to you about, you know, how do you go even about buying your first house? Do you get pre-qualified first? Do you start looking at houses? Do you get a realtor first? Please give us a call. That is your first step to home ownership. If you're like, hey, Dan, I know my ducks are in a row. I just need your help getting this going. Please click the apply now button. Or if you're like, I really have some questions. I'd like to sit down with somebody and talk this over. We have a consultation button below. It's down below. We do one-on-one consultations with people daily. We're actually booked out about a week and a half because over the weekend, last weekend, we had over 150 new applications. So we're still struggling through those, but promise you, we will get back with you as quick as we can. But to get in front of the line, all you really need to do is give us a call, 844-775-5626. Thanks so much for watching. God bless, guys, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.